in waves, as U.S. troops experienced in Korea. They require deliberation and purpose to detonate. International law only allows their use with an operator to set them off. They can't be triggered automatically with a tripwire or pressure plate to prevent civilians and other innocents being accidentally maimed or killed. Also, unlike conventional mines, they're directional, which means they can be aimed. To facilitate this, there's a very simple instruction and easy-to-read raised letters on the front.
Front toward enemy. In case it isn't obvious, those words are there to make sure that the mine is facing the right direction. With its range of 250 meters, you do not want to be on the wrong side of that claymore when it is detonated. And so, in very straightforward words that can't be mistaken, the Army makes it almost impossible to make a mistake. But mistakes happen. They always do. So the claymore is foolproofed in another way. The casing is curved so that in the dark, its user can roll it against his or her forehead to determine which side is concave and which side is convex, and place it accordingly facing forward. And just in case that's not enough, the rear of the case reads back. The instructions on the claymore are useful on the battlefield, but they're also a simple approach to life out of combat. If you follow simple instructions and don't deviate, you'll avoid injury to yourself or those you love. Your weapon will face in the right direction. You'll keep your circle safe. Similarly, this book is not a handbook for war or a guide to the thrill of combat. It's about the other things that happen before, during, and after fighting. It's about what gets you out of conflict, unharmed and alive. It's about keeping calm and staying grounded. It's about facing your enemies, enemies that are flesh and blood, and enemies that are not. Your thoughts, your doubts, your boredom, your regrets. There's a reason that the Claymore and its front-facing instructions have a kind of cult following within the armed services and have become a credo for us and thousands of other soldiers on and off the battlefield. Its name is part of its mythology. It's named for the two-handed Scottish Claymore sword, wielded by the inventor's Highland ancestors to carve a path through invading enemies. The mine, as it exists today, was used with lethal effectiveness in Vietnam, and special forces carry a mini version of it on missions. Our hope is that this book will be as simple and instructive as those raised letters, that this book, like the Claymore sword, will help cleave through the obstacles that stand in front of you. We also hope that humor is just as effective a weapon and that you can laugh along the way.
Rob, over the years that I was with the SEAL teams, I developed some perspectives on how to live life, which is to say, how to avoid being killed over the course of more than 400 missions. They're not complicated, and they're easy to remember. Keep it simple. Follow the rules. Don't get sloppy. Do the best you can until you're finished, and then move on and don't look back. Face your adversary. Front toward enemy. I was introduced to claymores during the land warfare phase of basic underwater demolition SEAL training, or BUDS. We read about them during classroom training, we had tests on them, and we practiced with them on San Clemente Island using inert claymores. The dummy claymores had blue plastic cases, which made them easy to distinguish from the live versions, which were olive drab. Before I got my Trident, the team sent me off for a 13-week course called SEAL Tactical Training, or STT, around April 1997. After 3 weeks of dive training in Puerto Rico, we spent the rest of the time at Fort A.P. Hill in Northern Virginia. This consisted of all parts of land warfare: map and compass navigation, patrolling, shooting every weapon available to SEALs, as well as explosives training. A master chief named Frank Wagner ran the whole thing. He was a Vietnam vet, and his nickname was Pig. I have no idea why Master Chief Wagner was called Pig, but I do know this. He ran the place exactly how he wanted it. Early on in the explosives demolition course, maybe on the first day, he brought us into one of the classrooms where he had us open up claymores. He demonstrated with a flathead screwdriver